using the flash program memory of Arduino to pre-store data. If your application needs to pre-store data inside your program or flash memory in your Arduino to access them later, this is a good place to start. Introduction. There are several situations where it's more practical to store data in your program flash memory rather than your RAM. One such situation is you might run out of RAM during program execution. Imagine trying to display several text or graphics entries on your LCD display during runtime. You'll surely have issues if all these data only reside in RAM. In this regard, an Arduino Uno has only around 2K bytes of SRAM compared to 32K bytes of program memory. Similarly, there are only 32K bytes of SRAM and 4 MB of program memory on an ESP32-ROM32. You'll see that you have so much space left to use for your data besides storing it all in RAM. In this article, we'll focus on data that must be pre-stored or declared at the beginning of your code and program memory. You can fetch these data later in your code anytime you want. Using the progmem variable modifier. The progmem variable modifier is a reserved keyword in Arduino. It simply tells the program to allocate a declared variable in program memory space instead of in RAM. As you may have guessed, variable declarations without this keyword are automatically stored in RAM space. Here are sample variable declarations using progmem. Example 1. Store a byte value in program memory space. Const uint 8 underscore t myvar progmem equals sign 128. To access this byte stored in the program memory space, use the pgm underscore red underscore byte underscore near function. Note that this function requires an address as a parameter. With this, / temp byte storage. Uint 8 underscore t temp byte. / red backer byte. Temp byte equals sign pgm underscore red underscore byte underscore near and myvar. Serial println temp byte. Note that the parameter of pgm underscore red underscore byte underscore near takes in an address. Example 2. Store an array of bytes in program memory space. Const uint 8 underscore tmvars. Progmem equals sign 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. To access each byte in this array stored in the program memory space, still use the pgm underscore read underscore byte underscore near function. With this, / temp byte storage. Uint 8 underscore t temp byte. Uint 8 underscore ti. For I equals sign 0, I size of my vars I plus plus. Temp byte equals sign pgm red byte near my vars plus I. Serial println temp byte. Each address of the parameter of pgm underscore red underscore byte underscore near is iterated by the number of elements in the array of bytes. Example 3. Store an array of characters in program memory space. Const char mytxt. Progmem equals sign mytxt1. To access each character in this array stored in the program memory space, still use the pgm underscore read underscore byte underscore near function. Also, use the strlen underscore p function to find out the length of the array in program memory. With this, / temp char storage. Char mychar. Uint 8 underscore ti. / red backer char. For I equals sign 0, I strlen p my txt, I plus plus. My char equals sign pgm red byte near my txt plus I. Serial but print my char. Above, you can see that you can store a single variable, an array of bytes, and an array of characters, all in program memory space. You can do this too with word length values, but you have to use pgm underscore read underscore word underscore near to fetch the values instead. Example 4. Store arrays of strings in program memory space. Const char opening message. Progmem equals sign mytxt1. Const char opening messaged. Progmem equals sign mytxt2. Const char opening message. Progmem equals sign mytxt3. Const char asterisk const messages. Progmem equals sign. Opening message 1. Opening message 2. Opening message 3. The way to store arrays of strings in program memory space is quite unique. The first part does the same as storing an array of characters, only that you can declare more entries for a comfortable retrieval process later. The second part deals with a declaration so that you can easily access them as arrays of strings. This is the perfect scenario for text entries on simple LCD displays. Const char asterisk const is a pointer to a character. This pointer will make it easy to access each of the arrays of characters opening message. Opening message 2. Opening message 3. Slash slash temp string buffer variable. Char buffer. Star CPIP buffer char asterisk PGM underscore red underscore word and messages. Serial bot println buffer. Strspip buffer char asterisk PGM underscore red underscore word and messages. Serial println buffer. Strspip buffer char asterisk PGM underscore read underscore word and messages. Serial bot println buffer. Above, to access each of the strings easily, declare a string buffer, then use the strcpy underscore p function. Strcpy underscore p is the same as the C string operator strcpy, except that the source data to work on resides in program memory. The buffer string variable will hold the array of characters you want to retrieve. The PGM underscore red underscore word function will read the contents at the address of the specific element in the messages array. Serial monitor example. The image below is a sample run printing out the array of strings from program memory space using the serial monitor. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Using the Flash Program Memory of Arduino to Pre-store Data. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.